In Nevada, there are a lot of news stories these days about the Republican Senate nominee, and most include this line. Sharon Angle declined to be interviewed for this story. Angle, who's a favorite of the Tea Party, is challenging Senate Majority Leader Harry Reid. But since she won the primary June 8th, she's largely restricted her interviews to Fox and conservative talk radio. Tonight, she'll finally answer questions about some of her more controversial views from veteran Nevada political journalist John Ralston on his TV program Face to Face. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
There's a lot of curiosity about Sharon Angle. That's despite her long political track record in Nevada. She's organized grassroots campaigns on such issues as homeschooling and cutting property taxes, and served four terms as a member of the state assembly, representing the Reno area.
She was just a fairly marginal legislator who didn't get much done,
says John Ralston. He says she voted no so often that
the joke in a 42-member assembly where most of the votes are unanimous or nearly unanimous is there were several 41-to-Angle votes.
As Angle has avoided the mainstream media, reporters have picked over her earlier statements, especially on conservative radio programs. During a call into Lars Larson's show, she argued that the purpose of the Second Amendment right to bear arms is to enable citizens to protect themselves from the government.
You know, if this Congress keeps going the way it is, people are really looking toward those Second Amendment remedies. They're saying, my goodness, what can we do to turn this country around?
That comment on, quote, Second Amendment remedies led the Las Vegas Sun to editorialize that Angle, quote, has no business being in the U.S. Senate. But her conservative base is devoted. She's a small government tax-cutting diehard. She's talked about eliminating the Departments of Energy and Education and the Environmental Protection Agency. And when she was part of a candidate debate on Ralston's show before the primary, she had this to say about Social Security and Medicare.
We need to phase Medicare and Social Security out in favor of something privatized. We know that the government never gives
us... So don't
us,
fix it. You're saying don't do any
I'm
of these
I'm saying
fixes.
It can't be fixed. It's broken.
That philosophy earned Angle crucial support from the Anti-Tax Club for Growth and the Tea Party Express. But since she won the primary, she sounds like she's trying to moderate some of her positions. On Fox and Friends, she called the idea that she wanted to get rid of Social Security nonsense.
What we need to do is personalize Social Security and Medicare so that the government can no longer raid it.
Some Nevadans see the influence of Washington in Angle's softer rhetoric. She did spend the week after the primary on Capitol Hill. Brian Walsh is the communications director for the National Republican Senatorial Committee.
She made a very good impression when she met a number of the Republican senators for the first time. She talked about what her campaign message was going to be, which is going to be focusing on Harry Reid's failed record as a leader for 27 years.
Reid has become increasingly unpopular as Nevada's economy is tanked and unemployment there has reached 14%. So in his pursuit of a fifth term, he's wasted no time in portraying Angle as wacky. John Ralston says Reid's trying to make her so unacceptable
that he can either turn some people to vote for him or vote for this anomalous choice we have on the ballot here in Nevada called none of the above.
Yes, Nevadans have the option of checking the box for none of these candidates. Ralston thinks in this election, that choice could get a record high vote. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.